It's day two of what's shaping up to be a heat wave for most of the state. Temperatures are well above 90 in many areas. The humidity is through the roof. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now. And Dave, it is about 91 degrees in the Boston area, but how hot does it feel right now?
That's right. At Logan Airport, it's actually 95 at the present time, and it feels like 100, 101 in many spots, perhaps even up to 103 in a few locations with the humidity, as well as these very high temperatures here this afternoon. And they're going to continue for the next several hours. You know, we're at 4:30 at this point. It does look like we'll keep the 90-degree temperatures going until after 6 o'clock. Finally, we'll go below 80, probably not until 11 o'clock, maybe even midnight in the city.
So there are some thunderstorms on the radar for at least far western Massachusetts. Can we expect any of them in the Boston area tonight?
Yeah, it's unlikely. I think by the time they get here, the sun will be down. They'll probably fall apart before ever really reaching the area. I mean, it's not impossible that we'll get one, but I think it's highly unlikely that anyone's going to see any thunderstorms here throughout the afternoon. As you mentioned, they're mostly western and northern sections of New England.
By the way, speaking of tonight, I was just wondering about the Perseid meteor showers, which are peaking right about now. Any chance the Boston area will get to see them tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. As long as the skies remain clear, and I do think they will, we should get a nice glimpse of the Perseids. The best time to see them is late at night. It doesn't mean you can't see them as soon as it gets dark around 9:30, 10 o'clock. But if you wanted to go out when they usually are peaking, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 to 4 o'clock in the morning to be precise. Once we get to that early, early first signs of light, the Perseids tend to not be as dramatic because we're just lightening the skies up.
Okay, so the sky should be clear enough at least tonight. The heat and humidity come along with air quality warnings for parts of central and eastern Massachusetts. Tell us more about those.
Yeah, that's right. We have that ozone alert that's posted right now, and that will continue right through the evening hours. For most of us, unless you have respiratory issues, you really don't notice it. It's the type of thing where the air looks a little hazy. It might look a little bit dirty. Certainly, we wouldn't want to be breathing this consistently, but a day or two of high ozone levels, not really that unusual. But if somebody does have some of those respiratory issues, the type of thing where you want to stay in an air-conditioned building and not exert yourself. And frankly, no one should really be exerting themselves too much in this absolute highest temperature of the day, which does occur between about 3:30 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And the heat's expected to continue a little bit longer. What's up for tomorrow?
That's right. Tomorrow, we're back into the mid-90s with the humidity. It's going to feel over 100 degrees once again. So that's day three of 90-degree weather. That's when the heat wave will become official, not that there was any doubt it would. And then we get to Saturday and temperatures in the lower 90s. So I think that's day four of the heat wave. Humidity levels still very high in the morning. I think by the time we get to about this time on Saturday, we'll start to see the drier air begin to move in. And by Saturday night, late at night, it will be comfortable. If you're a very late-night person, you can probably open up the windows around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. But for the rest of us, I go to bed pretty early. I'll open them up on Sunday morning. And then it's a couple of nice days with low humidity. But unfortunately, if you're not a fan of this weather, it's not going to be quite as hot. But heat and humidity is definitely coming back here for next week. I think temperatures get into the 85 to 90 degree range and more high dew points, perhaps not quite as humid as this, but it's still going to be very humid. Summer is definitely still in full swing.
Any place that is not experiencing this ridiculous weather?
Yeah, absolutely. Get down to the Vineyard, get on to Nantucket, go up to the coast of Maine, say northeast of Portland. Temperatures are in the 70s there. It's still very humid, but without the high temperatures, it's certainly more tolerable. And those are the places to be. Also, if you want to go up to the top of Mount Washington, a little bit cooler up there as well, but you got to work or take a drive to get there.
Yes, take the car. All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.